This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his 120th birth anniversary, celebrated as Parakram Divas at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and other leaders also paid their respects. This year, the Parakram Divas celebration was organised for the first time at the historic Barabati Fort in Cuttack, the birthplace of one of India's most indomitable leaders, Netaji, for 3 days starting today. Remembering Netaji, Prime Minister Modi urged citizens to stay united in the pursuit of Viksit Bharat. In his video message, Prime Minister said, countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of developed India.
2021 में सरकार ने निर्णय लिया कि नेताजी की जयंती को अब पराक्रम दिवस के रूप में मनाया जाएगा। इंडिया गेट के समीप नेताजी की विशाल प्रतिमा लगाना, अंडमान में द्वीप का नाम नेताजी के नाम पर रखना, गणतंत्र दिवस की परेड में INA के जवानों को नमन करना सरकार की इसी भावना का प्रतीक है।
While interacting with school students present at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi, the Prime Minister inquired from the students the goal of the nation by 2047, to which a student with utmost confidence answered to make India a developed nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also termed the PM Surya Ghar Yojana as a tool to tackle climate change. He said that solar panels installed on the rooftop of the house under the scheme helps in producing electricity through solar energy, eliminating the need to pay electricity bills. The full dress rehearsal for Republic Day 2025 showcased India's rich heritage, military prowess and cultural diversity at Kartavya Path in the national capital today. As the nation gears up for the big day, the rehearsal offered a captivating preview of the celebrations to come. The audience was enthralled with the Indian Air Force's breathtaking aerial display over Kartavya Path. During the full dress rehearsal, different marching contingents of the armed forces and tableau from different states have presented glimpses of diverse trends and cultural inclusiveness. Campaigning for 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today urged election management bodies to streamline strategies for addressing challenges like cyber security threats and misinformation. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day conference organized by Election Commission of India in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar also emphasized on the critical role of technology and digital innovations in enhancing efficiency, transparency and voter confidence. This conference brings together representatives from election management bodies of nearly 13 countries. The theme of the conference is Global Election Year 2024, Reiteration of Democratic Spaces and Takeaways for Election Management Bodies. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today expressed confidence that India will comfortably maintain a 6-8% economic growth rate while keeping inflation under check in the coming years. Mr. Vaishnav stated this during a session at the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos. Indian short film Anuja has achieved a significant milestone by securing a nomination in the Best Short Film Live Action category for the Oscars 2025. Anuja is directed by Adam J. Graves and Suchitra Mattai. Anuja follows a 9-year-old girl who, alongside her sister Palak, faces a life-changing opportunity that tests their bond and mirrors the struggles of girls worldwide. In the ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, defending champions India defeated Sri Lanka by 60 runs in their third and final Group A fixture in Kuala Lumpur today. With their third win on the trot, India also finished Group A on top of the table with 6 points. After being asked to bat first, India put up a decent score of 118 for the loss of 9 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.